Episode 1953, Different is Not Wrong.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, rise and shine, because it is the weekend. Yes, that means, guess what? You get some time to yourself and some time to do some things that you want to do as a family, as a couple. Today, it's Relationship Builders Day. Let's build a strong foundation. But remember, different is not wrong. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, no one ever said that doing life together meant doing it the same way. Different is not wrong. But how does that work in marriage? For some reason, if something is done differently than expected, then it's wrong. Or is it? Take, for example, the dishes. There are probably 20 different ways to load the dishwasher. Have you ever looked at an instruction manual? Did you know that the dishwashers come with an instruction manual as to how to load the dishes properly? I'm sure none of us have read it, whether you're a guy, whether you're a gal. We just don't do it. But think about this. You can put bowls facing one direction in the upper rack, or you can move them facing another direction. Just because they're placed toward the back instead of the front doesn't mean that one way is right and the other way is wrong. Different is not wrong. I mean, seriously. Consult the instruction manual. But we don't, do we? We just make our own assumptions and we go on with what we know, how we were raised, our experiences, what seems to work best, maybe what works best in that particular dishwasher. However, when it comes to marriage, we throw that concept out the window. I want you to do it my way. That's where our mind goes. Well, here's another example. Take, for instance, getting ready for bed. Now, this is a true example. My husband has a certain routine at bedtime, and he does it the same way all the time. And one night he says to me, you know, you used to get ready for bed, and now you don't. Now I had to think back. Okay, I was a little surprised by that comment. So I'm replaying in my head as many nights that I could recall. And I'm like literally talking about the last 30 to 45 days. And I'm playing in my head, okay, what has changed here? And I thought, you know what? Yeah, maybe he is right. Sometimes I get ready for bed the way he wants me to get ready for bed. And there are other nights that I get ready for bed the way I want to get ready for bed. He likes to get ready one way. It never changes. He could come home. He could be coming off of an airplane at 12:30 in the morning, a.m., and he has to get up at 4 o'clock, and he is still going to go through the exact same routine, whether he's home, whether he's traveling, whether he's tired, whether he's okay. It's all the same. Huh, but me, if I'm tired, I may just decide to hop into bed without washing my face. Is there really anything wrong with that? Now think about it before you answer. Yet also, I may hop into bed and not wash my face, for example, because I just took a shower 3 hours ago. Do I really need to wash my face? Am I really that dirty? Now, some of you would say, yeah, wash your face. Others would say, no, you're already clean. Different is not wrong. What is wrong is how it can become a wedge in our marriages. That's the problem here. Because we look at that and my husband questioning me going, well, you never get ready for bed. You used to. I'm like, okay, what's the accusatory tone here? And yes, I put my coach's hat on. I put my consulting hat on. I had them all going on all at the same time. And I'm like, okay, we've got to dissect this thing. We got to figure this out. Different is not wrong. But the thing is, it can become a wrong if it becomes a wedge. So don't stand for the wedge. Compromise comes under the covers. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Compromise comes under the covers. Now, I already know what you're thinking. You're listening up going, oh, under the covers? You're thinking, this is going to lead to sexual intimacy. I'm all in. Not today. I will say that differences can affect sexual intimacy, but that's not where you're going to find the answers. What really needs to be looked at is why something is being done the way it's being done, or why is it that it's wrong if you do it one way and your spouse does it a different way? The compromise comes under the covers. There's more to the story than just different is wrong. We have to look under the covers. We have to go deeper. So let's take a peek. Number one, you got to understand why your spouse wants it done a certain way. These are the expectations, their expectations. Take my husband, for example. He has his set bedtime routine. Now, in all honesty, when he's exhausted, I mean exhausted, barely being able to put one foot in front of the other because he's had an 18 and a half hour day. I'm like, why? Brush your teeth, jump into bed, be done with it, you know? Get in your PJs, whatever you're going to do, and just go to bed, go to sleep. That's the whole goal. Oh, no, no, no. He will do the same routine, exactly the same. His expectations are different than my expectations. Is one better than the other? No. But the key here is understanding why your spouse sees it one way and how you see it another way. So, looking at the bedtime routine, my husband likes cleanliness. He's not over the top, just very close to it. And he knows this, I tease him of it. So this is nothing new. I'm not telling a secret that we don't talk about. And so as we go about going to bed, he will do absolutely everything the same way. Well, let's take last night for an example. I didn't take a shower until after 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's basically early evening, in my opinion. Do you think I'm going to wash my face right before I go to bed? No. Not unless if I went outside and sweated for a long time, sitting next to the pool or whatever. No, I'm not going to do that. Why? I'm already clean. I already put all my face stuff on. Why do I need to do it 3 to 4 hours later? I don't need to do that. You see, we go to bed earlier. And so why would I do that routine, like not even 6 hours apart? To me, that's a waste of product and a waste of my time. Expectations, what I see versus what he sees. There's nothing wrong with either side. But in my husband's eyes, cleanliness is everything. So if you don't do steps 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 every single time, it doesn't matter, then you're not clean. So it's very important to understand where your spouse is coming from. Expectations. Number two, agree to a resolution. If it is life or death to your spouse, then know the conditions. Why is it that they really want it that way? Well, let me give you an example here. Maybe if you're like my husband and you want things 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 a certain way at night with the bedtime routine, maybe it's because, well, he wants to snuggle with someone that's very clean, very well manicured, very well put together, even in bed. Now, no, he doesn't have these expectations that I have to be a certain thing. That's not it. But he does say, okay, well, if I wash my face, she needs to wash her face. If I brush my teeth, she needs to brush her teeth, which I do, by the way. You know, if I put on a spritz of cologne, she needs to put on a spritz of perfume. If I comb my hair, she should brush hers. I mean, whatever, right? It's if I do it, she needs to do it. Because that is his definition, his expectations of what a bedtime routine is. But if it doesn't match with mine, and I'm okay with that, then, you know, is it really right or wrong? But what if I do want to take compromise? Wink, wink, under the covers. Then maybe I want to make sure I do steps 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 if you know what I mean. So understand why your spouse wants it done a certain way. Number two, agree to a resolution and know the conditions. And finally, number three, practice is progress. You must practice this agreement so you and your spouse are on the same page. Otherwise, what happens? There's a wedge. Now, it was interesting when my husband made the comment of, well, you used to get ready for bed and now you don't. I was like, okay, that's kind of strange. He's never said that to me after almost 27 years of marriage. Are you serious? Why? I don't get this. And I'm sitting there just racking my brain going, I got to understand this, because if this is a problem now, it's going to be a problem a year from now. And then another problem, right? Wedges just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Not a good thing. So I really wanted to understand. Well, it makes sense to me. His perception, how he perceives going to bed, is he wants to be snuggled close and tight to his clean, lovely, beautiful wife. And that means following steps 1 through 5 or whatever they are. I'm just using that as an example. There may actually be 7 or 8 steps for all I know. All I know is I do my thing. And as long as he knows I'm sort of doing my thing that's kind of close to his thing, then he's happy with it. And so that's our compromise. And then it makes the things all under the covers so much better. So do you understand where I'm coming from here? Different is not wrong, but it is essential for any relationship to not make assumptions. That's where we do go wrong. We go wrong with that every single day. We assume our spouse can read our minds. I'm here to tell you right now, man or woman, they cannot read your minds. Women, you might be thinking one thing. I'm telling you, the man is thinking something else. Now, you can come close, but you may not come exact. So don't assume. Always ask. Clarify and practice the compromise, because your marriage is important. It's the foundation of not just you as a relationship, but as a family unit. That marriage has got to be succinct, because when things become wedged within your marriage and it begins to pull apart and it puts stresses on things that honestly don't need to be stressed, then how can you go out and handle the real stresses of life? It's very tough. So don't assume. Always ask, clarify, and practice the compromise, because you don't want to mess up what's under the covers. Go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.